The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today, Thursday, December 7, 2023. Cubans today commemorate the 127th anniversary of the fall in combat of the Major General of the Liberation Army, Antonio Maceo y Grajales, known on the island as the Bronze Titan. The Communist Party of the Caribbean country highlighted Maceo's military tactical skill on social network. The General Secretary of the Union of Young Communists, Aileen Alvarez, shared on the platform evaluations of the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, about the Mambí general who called for us to continue honoring his memory with our internationalist duties and fundamentally with our patriotism. Meanwhile, the president of the National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, evoked Inix, the Bronze Titan, and his assistant, Panchito Gomez, and pointed out that the Cuban people also paid tribute this Thursday to the martyrs of internationalist missions. Regarding the anniversary, every December 7, the island commemorates the Day of the Fallen in the Wars of Independence and in internationalist missions, in memory of the repatriation and burial on Caribbean soil of the bodies of more than 2,000 Cuban combatants killed in Africa as part of the so-called Operation Tribute. President Miguel Díaz-Canel returned to Cuba after visiting several Middle East countries and participating in the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP28, in Dubai. Since November 28, the Cuban president made official visits to the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Iran, where he held official talks with his counterparts and addressed issues on the bilateral and international agenda. At COP28, the head of state met with Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh, Ethiopian Abiy Ahmed Ali, Nepalese Pushpa Kamal Dahal, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Díaz-Canel, as a pro-tempore president of the bloc, opened the G77 plus China summit within the framework of COP28 with a call to close gaps. Representatives of the state-owned group Biocuba Pharma and the company Labiopharm signed a memorandum of understanding with Russian joint stock company Fitovit for cooperation in the biotechnological and pharmaceutical fields. The signing took place at the Moscow 2023 health fair, where Cuba is represented by a large group of scientists and technological developers from the entities attached to the group of biotechnological and pharmaceutical industries of the Caribbean island. Idania Caballero, director of the Biocuba Pharma office in Moscow, told Prensa Latina that the agreement aims at developing cooperation in all phases of the development cycle of veterinary drugs, not only of the products available, but also to jointly develop, produce, and market them both in Russia and in the Antillean nation. This agreement, she explained, will allow expanding bilateral ties in the scientific technical area. For his part, the director of business and exports of the Cuban business group, Labiopharm, Alejandro González, who also signed an agreement with Fitovit, explained that they will work to establish a cooperative production. Cuba has been participating in the Moscow Health Fair for the past 4 years. A few hours before the start of the 44th edition of the International Festival of New Latin American Cinema in Havana, Argentina emerges as one of the best candidates to win one of the Coral Award trophies. With some 30 works to be presented, this country will compete this time in several genres, including feature, medium, and short fiction films, documentaries, animation, opera prima, and screenplay. The poster competition will also be represented by this nation as well as Latin America in perspective, with the 5 fiction feature films and 4 short and medium-length films, including co-productions with several countries from different geographical regions. Argentina arrived at this event with a representation of prestigious filmmakers. Under the slogan, Green Light, Action, the official selection of this year's event is made up of 199 films from 19 countries. The Havana International Festival of New Latin American Cinema will take place from December 8 to 17 and will include several tributes. The Council of Ministers approved early this week a report on the estimated performance of the economy at the end of 2023 and the proposed economy plan for 2024, as well as the preliminary draft state budget for the new year, the presidency's website reported. The documents will be submitted to the deputies during the second ordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power in its 10th legislature, which will take place on December. The people will receive ample information in the coming days on the debates generated on these and other issues of relevance for the country's economic and social development. And in the international agenda, we have that fighting malnutrition continues to be a pending issue in Guatemala, as 51 children died from it and 23,000 kids from 0 to 5 years old are suffering it. The aforesaid data indicate an upturn of 29% of those affected compared to the same period in 2021 and 2022, according to a report by the Epidemiology Department of the Ministry of Health and Social Health. The country's 22 departments have recorded an increase, while international organizations report that the high levels of malnutrition in the country are associated with food insecurity. Chronic malnutrition influences 46.5% of children under 5 years old in Guatemala, the highest figure in Latin America and the 6th highest in the world, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. Meanwhile, at the end of November, voting intentions by parties positioned the Frente Amplio party with 42%, according to data released from the latest Factum National poll. The poll shows the ruling National Party with 26%, the Colorado Party with 9%, Cabildo Abierto with 7%, the Independent Party with 3%, and other political formations with 5%. The sum of the results achieved in the survey by the parties that forms the current government coalition adds up to 45%, which indicates a strong bid for the presidential and legislative elections of October 2024. As of October 2022, it rose to 41%, a figure that was reinforced throughout 2023. At the year end, it peaked at 42%. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.